Thank you very much, Mr. McCarthy, for putting us in tune with the sound of this traditional Australian instrument. Distinguished members of the forum, Your Excellency Deputy Secretary General, distinguished delegates, observers and friends, with great pleasure and honour, I now declare open the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. It is a special pleasure to extend a warm welcome to all of you on behalf of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations. I also welcome the presence of the Deputy Secretary General here with us this morning. In accordance with the customs of the indigenous peoples and in recognition of the peoples of these lands, we will now have a traditional ceremonial welcome by the Chief of the Onondaga Nation, Chief Tododaho Sid Hill.
Vad hon säger också kan jag kvar. Då när vi en gång har en dag kvar, då när jag har gått ner och hände gång har det. Det kan vara något när kan jag gå igen. Då när vi står var och var när kan nåväl när då när kan något gå ner och när när då när så ni om gå ihåg det. Nej. Gå ihåg det gärna här. Nej. Kan han här nu. Ja nej. Om gå. Om gå. Nej. 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 Om gå. Nej. Gärna här. Ja nej. 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 Som gå av. Nej. Som gå av. Dessa. Så ni om gå ihåg det. Näinne hädek toni on kuitenkin skadahne eni on teka, nako en tuoti jätä ne kanahenio. Iti näkään kaihoin tahkoa tänu näkätä kohta ne on hän te kaiho tehkui. Tää nako ja toni vain do tä toni vain teksi tä ne skano ai tuono toni on hek. Tää nako ja niitä on kuitenkin on kuin ne tänä ne skadahe tuoi vaan ne kohe iti tän tuoti jätä tän tuota tänohe tää ne tuoti ne on teknon vaan ne kohe. Down the hat to how and jada, nine eighteen no hat, the eighteen no hanko. To know he and twasi tat neo e ungoi again hassa. To know the ungoi quahad and the ungoat nigo he or stuck with. And down I eight net no tawi, the gaya sungo de huat and yet he sat no ni sat go be honda. And down I deep, with what the hand on ya, scada hand to I what nigo her, what the eighteen no hand, eighteen no hat sat over and jada, down it to the neo dick don't go at nigo her. Tāna,
I thank Tododaho Sithil for the ceremonial welcome to the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I now have the honor to invite Her Excellency Asha Rose Migiro, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, to make a statement. You have the floor, Madam.
Thank you. Excellencies, Indigenous Elders, distinguished representatives of Indigenous Peoples Organizations and members of the Permanent Forum, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues and friends, I'm honored to join you. I welcome the Indigenous peoples from around the world Many of you have traveled far to be with us. I also welcome the distinguished members of the Permanent Forum. This forum is the only body within the United Nations system fully dedicated to addressing indigenous people's issues and advancing the rights and well-being of indigenous communities. You can help make the UN more responsive to the aspirations and needs of indigenous peoples. I reaffirm our commitment to working closely with you. For 11 years, different voices and different languages have united in this forum behind one single demand: recognition and respect for the rights of indigenous peoples. Together, we have worked to define priorities and programs for sustainable and culturally appropriate development. We agree that there can be no development for indigenous peoples without the involvement of indigenous peoples in every step and only with their free, prior and informed consent. These are fundamental principles enshrined in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Yet, we do not have to search hard to find indigenous peoples facing discrimination, persecution, displacement, even extinction. There are indigenous communities that lack clean drinking water, whose children go hungry, whose women suffer gross abuses and never see the perpetrators brought to justice. A great deal remains to be done to see the objectives of the UN Declaration become a reality. The high-level event later this month is an opportunity to take the next step forward. Ladies and gentlemen, the theme of this year's session, the international legal construct known as the Doctrine of Discovery, highlights the roots of many egregious violations of indigenous peoples' collective and individual rights. We must acknowledge what has happened and recognize past abuses. We must remember in order to learn, understand, and do better. These are the foundations that will allow us to build a future based on mutual respect, equity, and justice. I look forward to the forum's deliberations on this item. The preliminary study by the Special Rapporteur should feed into your discussions. I am pleased that the forum convened an expert group meeting on violence against Indigenous women and girls in January. In March, the Commission on the Status of Women adopted a resolution on Indigenous women. This is an encouraging example of cooperation between the forum and other UN bodies. Since the 2013 session of the Commission on the Status of Women will be entirely dedicated to the theme of violence against women, Indigenous women themselves should be included in the work of that session. Their perspective can uniquely enrich this discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, there are now less than 50 days until the opening of the UN Conference on Sustainable Development, Rio +20. Indigenous peoples have important messages to take to Rio about the immense value of indigenous and traditional knowledge, about the importance of community solidarity in protecting resources and habitats, and about protecting indigenous peoples from governments or business that want to improperly extract or exploit their knowledge or resources. The Secretary General attaches the highest importance to a solid outcome in Rio, and he and I both urge indigenous peoples to make their voices heard. This forum continues to play a dynamic role in assisting indigenous peoples around the world to achieve their goals and to realize their right to self-determination. Even as we gather here today, our attention is also on the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples planned for 2014. The President of the General Assembly has appointed two facilitators to work on this important process: Ambassador Luis Alfonso de Alba of Mexico and Mr. John Henriksen of the Sami Parliament of Norway. The conference can help us to find new and concrete ways to bring the goals of the UN Declaration to life. I urge you to make the most of this opportunity. We continue to hear stories of struggles and exploitation of indigenous peoples around the world. It is time for those stories to change. Let us instead move towards the day when indigenous peoples are heard, listened to, and empowered. I wish you a successful forum and thank you for your kind attention.
I thank the Deputy Secretary General for her statement. I understand that the Deputy Secretary General now has to leave us to attend to other business. I thank her for her presence here this morning, and I wish to briefly suspend the meeting to allow her to depart from the podium. The meeting is suspended. The meeting is resumed. Distinguished members of the forum, distinguished delegates, we shall now proceed to the first item on the agenda, the election of the chair of this session. I first give the floor to Ms. Myrna Cunningham Kane.
Muchas gracias. Señoras y señores, hermanos y hermanas de pueblos indígenas, hermanas y hermanos del Foro Permanente, para mí ha sido un placer servir como presidenta del Foro Permanente durante este último año. Y en el espíritu de la visión de los pueblos indígenas, de la reciprocidad, la complementariedad y el compartimiento, tengo el placer de proponer al Grand Chief Edward John como presidente de la 11ª sesión del Foro Permanente sobre Cuestiones Indígenas en la ONU. El Grand Chief Edward John es un jefe hereditario de la nación Tlaltzin, localizada en Canadá, y ha sido un abogado con mucha experiencia en los últimos 30 años y ha servido por 9 años consecutivos, consecutivos como un oficial electo de las Primeras Naciones en Canadá. Entonces tengo el agrado, en nombre de los compañeros y compañeras del Foro Permanente, de presentar al Grand Chief como presidente de esta 11ª sesión. Muchas gracias.
I thank Ms. Cunningham Kane for the nomination of Mr. Edward John as the chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I now give the floor to Mr. Lee Sambu-Doro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After lengthy and insistent discussions, the members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, on the basis of the principles of democracy, such as a limited mandate, greater options, and genuine choice, as well as a willingness to serve the world's indigenous peoples, the Permanent Forum members, by acclamation, support fully the nomination of Chief Ed John. Priyanak.
I thank Ms. Sambu-Doro for her statement. May I take it that it is the wish of the members of the Permanent Forum to elect Mr. Edward John as the chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues by acclamation. It is so decided. I wish to extend my warmest congratulations to Mr. Edward John on his election. I am confident that he will guide this session of the forum to a successful conclusion. I would now like to invite Mr. John to take over the proceedings of the meeting. Before doing so, I would like to thank Ms. Myrna Cunningham for her leading role as chair of the previous session of the forum and invite her to pass the baton to Mr. John as newly elected chair of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Good morning. I would like to thank Mr. Thomas Stelzer, the Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Interagency Affairs of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, for opening the session. Before proceeding, I would also like to thank members of the Permanent Forum for electing me as chair of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I will make every effort to live up to their expectations and to ensure the smooth conduct of the session. Distinguished members of the forum, distinguished observers and friends, ladies and gentlemen, as a chair of this session, I am particularly happy on behalf of the members of the forum to extend a warm welcome to all participants in our session. Distinguished members of the forum, we shall now proceed to the election of other officers for this session. I first give the floor to Mr. Ken Yinke Sena.
Good morning and congratulations, Chief Edward John, for your appointment as the chair of this session. We, the members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, have met and agreed to the composition of the Bureau. I propose Ms. Megan Davis as the rapporteur, Ms. Aina Naikachina, Ms. Valma Inetoki, Mr. Alvaro Pope, and Mr. Simon Bodlovu as vice chairs. This is by acclamation. Thank you.
I thank Mr. Sena for the nomination of Ms. Anna Nichanchina, Ms. Valmain Toki, Mr. Alvaro Pop, and Mr. Simon Bibadulu as vice chairs, and Ms. Megan Davis as rapporteur of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. I now give the floor to Mr. Saul Vicente.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. En esta primera intervención, permítame felicitarlo por la elección de que hemos tomado como miembros del Foro Permanente, deseándole éxito en los trabajos al frente de esta undécima sesión. Agradecer también a los miembros de la Secretaría y del Departamento Económico y Social por el apoyo que nos han brindado. En esta ocasión quisiera secundar la propuesta que ha hecho nuestro hermano Canín Quesena para la integración del Buró de este onceavo periodo de sesiones. Pido también que pueda ser por aclamación. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
I wish to thank Mr. Vincenti for his statement. May I take it that the members of the forum wish to elect Ms. Anna Nikanchina, Ms. Valmaine Tolkey, Mr. Alvaro Pop, and Mr. Simon Vibidulu as vice chairs, and Ms. Megan Davis as rapporteur for the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues by acclamation. I'm getting a lesson on using the gavel here, so it's decided. Thank you. I would like to now congratulate Ms. Nikanchina, Ms. Tolkey, Mr. Pop, and Mr. Vibidulu on their election as vice chairs, and Ms. Megan Davies on her election as rapporteur. We shall now proceed to deal with some organizational matters for this session. I now propose to the members of the forum to proceed with the adoption of the provisional agenda for the 11th session as contained in document E/C19/2012/1. The provisional agenda for the 11th session was proposed by the Permanent Forum at its 2011 session and approved by the Economic and Social Council in July 2011. Are there any comments on the agenda as contained in document E/C19/2012/1? May I take it that the provisional agenda is acceptable to all members of the forum? Thank you. The agenda for the 11th session is adopted. The Indian reservation we come from, we don't have gavels, so it's really something new. And I wish to draw attention of the forum to the proposed organization of work as contained in document E/C19/2012/L1. This document was prepared by the Secretariat in consultation with members of the forum. It is a reference guide for the session containing a detailed description of our program of work on a day-to-day basis. I would like now to make a statement. In my capacity as chairperson of the 11th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, Hadi, Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations, Ms. Asha Rose Magiro, Assistant Secretary General for Policy Coordination and Interagency Affairs, Mr. Thomas Stelzer, Minister of Communications and Relations with the Parliament, Republic of Congo, Mr. Bienvenu Ogimi, distinguished expert members of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, distinguished observers from member states, Indigenous peoples organizations, the intergovernmental system, non-governmental organizations, the academia and the media, and in particular our Indigenous brothers and sisters, Indigenous elders, youth, and Indigenous parliamentarians. I want to thank Myrna Cunningham for her tremendous work over the course of the last year and extend my sincere gratitude to her. I also extend my sincere gratitude to my colleagues for their confidence in and support for my nomination, Masi Cho. It is with my great pleasure that I welcome all of you here today at this 11th session of the Permanent Forum. I want to acknowledge the Onondaga Nation, in particular Tarawadaho Sid Hill, the traditional chief, the Onondaga, the original inhabitants of this land, and to say Nawe, thank you for the welcome into their beautiful territory once again, and reminding all of us of our ancient relationships to all and everything on this land and to the land itself. I would like to also take this opportunity to extend my sincere gratitude to my colleagues, the expert members of the Permanent Forum, for their confidence and support for my nomination. As well, I acknowledge their members of the Permanent Forum, I wish to acknowledge their remarkable depth of knowledge, skill, commitment, and experience, and thank them for their unwavering commitment to fulfilling the Permanent Forum's mandate and for supporting the implementation of its recommendations. Over the course of the past year, in our capacity as expert members, we have engaged in various processes at the national, regional, and international levels to continually raise awareness on the issues of importance to Indigenous peoples. We have tried very hard to promote and ensure, as part of good governance, and taken a human rights-based approach to development, the participation of Indigenous peoples creating space for Indigenous peoples for their effective participation in the United Nations processes and mechanisms is absolutely necessary when designing and implementing policy, programmatic frameworks, and projects. This remains a fundamentally important principle. I feel that it is also important to thank the representatives of Indigenous peoples, organizations, and nations, the members of the Interagency Support Group on Indigenous Peoples Issues, and governments who likewise have taken steps to implement the forum recommendations. I pay a heartfelt tribute to Indigenous peoples of the world who relentlessly pursue their struggles for their survival, rights, dignity, well-being, their own self-determination, development, visions, and priorities. I know it is an incredibly difficult challenge. And in this regard, I would like to acknowledge the statement by Madam Secretary General today, Deputy Secretary General. We should always remember that the Indigenous peoples and their issues are the very reason for the existence of the Permanent Forum. In that regard, I was advised yesterday by Indigenous leaders and youth that many had spent considerable time and resources to attend this forum, only to find that they would not be able to attend all the incredibly important discussions because of space restrictions. I wish to appeal for support from those here who can assist at the appropriate levels of authority in helping overcome this difficult obstacle. There is an incredibly urgent need for all of us, Indigenous peoples, organizations and nations, interagency support groups, states, and the various funds established to support Indigenous peoples and the United Nations to take collaborative and coordinated actions, bold and effective, to address the continued discrimination, racism, marginalization, extreme poverty, and conflict faced by Indigenous peoples. Indifference to these drastic issues should not be tolerated because, as we all well know, indifference is the breeding ground for intolerance. The members of the Permanent Forum are especially thankful to the government of Nicaragua for hosting our pre-sessional meeting, which took place February 21 to 24, 2012, in Managua, Nicaragua. The pre-sessional meeting allowed the members to plan and decide the necessary arrangements for this very important 11th session. We also welcome the meetings with Latin American Indigenous Networks and Comunicados de Pacifico y Centro Norte de Nicaragua, representatives of the UN country team, with multilateral and bilateral donors and the officials of the Nicaraguan government. Let me now turn to some of the work that needs to be considered over the next 2 weeks. This 11th session of the Permanent Forum has devoted its special theme to the doctrine of discovery, its enduring impact on indigenous peoples and the right to redress for past conquests. Reference Articles 28 and 37 of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This is an incredibly important theme for indigenous peoples, as many of us have long histories of colonization. We need to address this difficult past and establish ways to move forward beyond the continued and unacceptable discrimination, marginalization, extreme poverty, and conflict. This afternoon, there will be a panel discussion on this theme, which will take place at 3 p.m. in Conference Room 1. In this session, we will also discuss combating violence against indigenous women and girls. It saddens us all to say that this continues to be a real issue in this day and age. In this regard, I'd like to note that in January this year, the Permanent Forum convened a three-day international expert group meeting on the theme Combating Violence Against Indigenous Women and Girls, Article 22 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The session was organized by the Secretariat of the Permanent Forum and was attended by Permanent Forum members, indigenous experts from seven regional areas, other experts including from MRIP, the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, by states, United Nations entities, indigenous peoples organizations, and non-governmental organizations. The conclusion and recommendations of that expert group meeting will provide an important framework for our discussion in this 11th session. The expert group meeting was adopted by consensus at the joint session and is included among the documents for this session. There will also be two half-day sessions. The first half-day will be a regional discussion on Central and Eastern Europe, the Russian Federation, Central Asia, and Trans.